弟兄姊妹，好久不见了哈。
Long time no see.
前两天我说，如果再不回来，恐怕你们忘记我是谁了。
That was jokingly about that. If I should not come back, then you probably forget about me.
除了礼拜二之外，和一些弟兄姊妹们在一起祷告，很多弟兄姊妹的确好几个礼拜没见了。
Except Saturdays when I have a chance to pray with some of you, maybe most of you, we haven't really seen each other for a long time.
这个暑假主带领我在各处有许多服事的机会。
This summer, the Lord lead me to quite a few places to serve Him.
我也不知道为什么主这样做。
I have no idea why the Lord did it this time.
但是我却开始有许多的思想。
And then I started to think.
当我这样想到前面的道路的时候
When I was thinking about what's ahead of us
我在外面工作时候看见各地的需要
When I was working outside and I see all the needs
我实在开始明白我们现在所处的时代是一个怎样急迫的时代
Then I realized the time we're at today is a very, very critical time
神的工作的手正在加速的进行
God's hand is doing speedily.
我要先和弟兄姊妹们读一节圣经，在启示录里面。
And I'd like to read a portion of the scripture in the Revelation.
请弟兄姊妹看启示录第十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
我们可以从十四节读起。
Let's start reading from verse 14.
读到十六节。
Through 16.
我又观看，见有一片白云。云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说：“伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。”那坐在云上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。
Should I be?Verse 14, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickles, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of earth is ripe. And he that set on the cloud, thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped.
这里告诉我们，末了的世代是一个收割的世代。
It's talking about this end time is a time of harvest.
我们在读马太福音第十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
三十九节。
Matthew 13:39.
我们从下面一半读起。收割的时候就是世界的末了，收割的人就是天使。三十九节。
And the end of, let's see.
马太福音第十三章三十九节。
Matthew 13:39. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels.
这里不仅讲到世界的末了是收割的时候，他也讲到天使要来做收割的工作。
Not only tells that the end of time is the time of harvest, and also it talks about the reapers are the angels.
在启示录里面，我们看见主耶稣这位人子坐在宝座上面，当他把快镰刀丢下来的时候，地上就收割了。
And we see from the revelation that we see that the Son of Man is the one that sat on the cloud. When he thrust down the sickles, the harvest was done.
我们再看马太福音第九章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 9.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
他看见有许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciple, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
今天早晨我们要思想一个问题，主说你们要求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So this morning let's meditate on this word that we shall pray the Lord of this harvest that to send forth laborer to reap.
我们再看约翰福音第四章。
Let us also turn to the book of John chapter 4.
第三十五节。
Verse 35. John 4, 34 to 38.
你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人的工价继续五谷到永生，要撒种的和收割的一同快乐。所以说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话是可见是真的。我猜你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
Verse 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit into life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth.
在我们的思想里面和主的思想里面有很大的分别。
Is a big difference between our thoughts and God's thoughts.
在我们的眼光和神的眼光有很大的分别。
It is a big difference between our eyesight and God's sight.
其中有一个原因，就是因为我们只看见眼前这一点点。
That the most important reason is because our eyesight can only reach a very, 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 very short distance.
我们很少看见整片的禾场跟工作。
We cannot really see that this whole field.
我们常常太过于关心我们周围所立即看得见的那些人。
We're only concerned the ones that immediately about us.
因此我们总有一个感觉，离收割的日子还很远。
So we always think, oh, it is still early.
我举一个例子，我自己家里的人好像还没有预备好。
And for instance, I feel that my families they're not quite ready yet.
我的外公最近告诉我一件事情，他说，我跟你讲一件事情，你一定要记住。
My grandfather told me lately, he said, I want to say something to you, you better remember.
你知道我们一直向他传福音，弟兄姊妹一直为他祷告，许多人也关心他灵魂的得救。
As you know that a lot of people have been praying for him, and we're really praying for his salvation.
他告诉我，他说，等到我临死的时候，你一定要来哈。
He told me, now, well, by the time I'm about to die, you have to be there.
他说到那个时候，我一定要信耶稣的。
At that time, then I will receive the Lord.
你知道他老人家讲的话是非常认真的。
You see, he is very sincere.
可是我说，为什么你现在就不受洗呢
？So I asked, why not now?
他说我为什么我说你现在不就接受耶稣呢
？Why not now? Just receive the Lord.
他说我还没有预备好。
He said, I'm not prepared. I'm not ready yet.
弟兄姊妹，如果你说周围每一个看到人都像我外祖父这样子的话
，Now if all the people around you are like him，
你的确要说庄稼还没有发白，还没有到收割的时候，因为他们都没有预备好。
Of course, you will come to this conclusion. You will say, oh, the harvest not ready yet.
弟兄姊妹，我发现一件事情，常常我到一个地方去领聚会的时候
，I found out something when I go out to preach somewhere。
他们告诉我说某某人在这边听到很久了，可是他还没有预备好。
They will also tell, they will always tell me, there's a certain person there, they have come to the meeting a long time, but he's not prepared, he's not ready yet.
等到聚会快要完了的时候。
But when they reach the end of that meeting,
主给我负担，叫我和一些个别人谈话。
Sometimes the Lord gives me the burden so I can have individual time with them.
我就把他们带到主的面前来。
So I just lead them to the Lord.
带他们祷告，接受了主。
Lead them to pray and receive the Lord.
我发现就是他们所说这些人还没有预备好的人。
Those are the people precisely what they say they're not ready yet.
今天早晨我还带领了一个姊妹信主。
This morning I led a sister to the Lord.
在这两天的中间，我看见她听到中间非常注意。
For these past 2 days, I noticed that she really paid attention to the sermon.
我不晓得主做了什么事情。
I have no idea what did the Lord do.
今天早晨吃完早饭，我就带她，我吃完早饭，吃早饭以前，我就带她祷告接受主。
So before breakfast this morning, I just talk with her and lead her to the Lord.
后来那里的传道人跟我讲说是真是稀奇。
So later on, their pastor told me it was really, really marvelous. Because yesterday afternoon, she still have a whole lot of questions.
他说他问问题说, 就是文化的问题, 人类文化的问题, 到底基督教, 为什么到了一个地方, 总要把他们的文化输出给那里的人。
Because her question is about the culture, about the so-called Christian culture. She just didn't understand why everywhere Christianity goes will just have to import that culture into the local place.
那传道弟兄说, 昨天我看见他也在问你是不是同样关于文化的问题。
And this pastor saying, is that so that yesterday she asked you the same question?
我的弟兄不是, 是我向他挑战。
And so I answered him, I said, no, it's not like that. It's not. I challenge her.
不是我问他, 不是他问我问题, 是我问他。
She didn't ask me that. I challenge her.
因为我知道他是读历史的。
Because I know she's a major in history.
而他所知道的历史的观念是从, 从文艺复兴以后才开始。
And her idea about all the history is really centered after Renaissance.
我就问他说, 在文艺复兴之前，西方有没有文化？
So I asked her, "Now before Renaissance, are there specific culture in the Western world?"
我说那里就是基督教的文化，对不对？
So isn't that the culture of Christianity?
我说但是基督教的文化之前是什么呢？
But then what was before that?
是希腊和罗马的文化，对不对？
It's the Greek and the Roman culture.
为什么福音到了那里把整个人类的思想改变了呢？
He said, how come when the gospel reached there at that time, it changed all the people's thoughts?
我们也知道罗马的沦亡不是由于军事的原因。
And we all know that the fall of the Roman Empire is not because of a military weakness.
而是因为人类的文化道德的低落。
It's because of the culture and because of human corruption.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 福音到了一个地方, 能够叫人的心回转归向神, 有一个新的道德的标准。
So that when the gospel comes, then it will give you a something new, that your heart can be changed.
我说如果你是读历史的, 你必须有历史的眼光。
So I said, now if you are a historian, you should have a historian view.
刚才我们看见十字架在历史的时代中间巍然独存。
Now we were just saying that cross has is the historical significance.
这里不是一些信徒的人所发表的一些宏论而已。
This is not just some idea, ideology of some wise guys.
而是真正透过历史的眼光看见神给人类的救赎。
But really indeed it's through the viewpoint of the history that we see the salvation the Lord prepared for us.
当我这样把福音告诉他的时候, 神做了一件奇妙的工作，叫他看见个人向着神的需要。
So when I tell her this, then somehow the Lord opened her eyes to see the need of a personal relationship to her God.
今天早晨大家祷告的时候流泪接受主。
This morning when I led her to pray, and she was just crying.
我不知道她心里有什么问题。
I have no idea what's in her heart.
至少她告诉我她头脑里还有问题。
At least she told me in her head, there's still a lot of questions.
还是不能明白为什么耶稣基督从死里复活了。
She still didn't quite understand why the Lord would resurrect.
但是她愿意接受这位已经复活的耶稣。
But she's willing to receive this resurrected Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们常常说我们只看见自己眼前所接触的范围，而且我们传福音没有路的时候，我们就觉得还没有预备好。
So our eyesight sometimes only was limited to the people around us. Nobody's ready prepared. It's ready yet.
但是耶稣基督他的眼光不同。
But Jesus has a different eyesight.
当他在地上的时候，就已经定规说这是开始了收割的时代。
Even when he is on earth, he is already designated. That is the time of harvest.
耶稣基督把他的生命倾倒下来。
Because he pour down his life.
他为我们舍命, 为我们流血, 为我们成全十字架的救恩。
He died for us and he bled and to finish this salvation.
主差我们去受那个我们所没有劳苦的。
You see, the Lord sent us to reap those we have not labored.
主说别人劳苦, 你们享受他们所劳苦的。
He said, other people labored and you just enjoy the fruit.
这一位劳苦者是谁?
Now who that really labored?
这一位劳苦者就是指的耶稣基督自己讲的。And
that is really pointing to himself.
他为我们舍命流血, 没有再大的工作, 我们能够胜过的。
Because he died, he bled, and nobody can do the same thing.
因此主说, 差遣我们去收庄稼。
So that he sent us to reap.
这个工作一直到主再来的时候,
this work will continue until God's second coming.
并且当这个时代越来越加快它的, 加快他的脚步，要向着主再来这件事情的时候。
Especially when the temple is getting faster and faster, that the Lord's day is really coming.
我们看见收成的需要。
And we can see the need of reapers.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对于时代的警觉性有多少呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, how aware are we to this the time?
虽然圣经里告诉我们说，主耶稣再来的日子，那日子那时辰，没有人知道。
Although Jesus said that day that time nobody knows.
但是我们的感觉里面应当知道。越来越靠近了。
But in our feeling, we should know that it's getting very, very close.
许多预言都已经快要应验。
A lot of prophecies already fulfilled.
这一个月是在中东是充满了灾难的时候。
Now this month there was filled with trouble in the Middle East.
在祷告聚会里面，我听见有弟兄姊妹们为了祷告，希望中东永远不要打起来，免得许多人命损失。
And in the prayer meeting, I heard our brother sister pray that hopefully that there's no war erupt there, because otherwise a lot of lives are going to be lost.
但弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，我们不大明白主的旨意到底是什么。
But we really don't quite understand what God's will.
我不晓得中东局势会发展怎么样。
Because we don't know how the situation will become.
但对于我自己却有一个很大的警觉。
But it is a great warning to myself.
有人问我说，周弟兄，你对伊拉克的看法怎么样？
And people will ask me, what do you view this thing of Iraq?
有基督徒问我，也有非基督徒问我。
And there are Christians who ask me this question, and also there are non-Christians.
我给他们答案都是一样。
And I gave them the same answer.
我说你知道，我真后悔，我没有好好读圣经。
I said I really regret that I did not study the Bible well.
他说为什么你要读圣经啊？
I said why do you have to study the Bible?
我现在真是要好好读圣经，才能懂得伊拉克的将来。
He said now I really have to study the Bible so that I know the future of Iraq.
他说你说什么？难道圣经里讲到伊拉克将来结局要如何吗？
He said no. Did the Bible say what's Iraq going to become?
不错。
Yes, indeed.
你知道伊拉克是什么地方？
You know where Iraq.
我相信很多人都读圣经，都读到一个名字叫做巴比伦。
I believe you all know the name Babylon.
巴比伦就是伊拉克。
Babylon is Iraq.
但弟兄姊妹们，当时间还没有在我们眼前展开的时候。
But before the time really unfold before our eyes,
我们不太看得见伊拉克是什么角色。
We cannot quite see what role did Iraq play.
就是一两年以前，我还听见许多解预言的那些读圣经的人认为美国是巴比伦。
Just a couple of years ago, I still hear people who try to explain the prophecy, saying that Babylon is really pointing to.The United States.
因为巴比伦是一个混乱的国家。
Because Babylon is a place of confusion.
而且巴比伦是一个以贸易金融为要紧的国家。
Also, Babylon is a place of a lot of business and with money business commercialism.
所以说，美国一定是代表巴比伦。
So they say that Babylon is really a type of United States.
在启示录里面讲到巴比伦有一天要崩溃裂为三段倒在海里面。
In the revelation that it mentioned that Babylon one day was split into three parts and fall into the sea.
许多人为了巴比伦哀哭。
So a lot of people cry for Babylon.
因为很多人靠着巴比伦发财了。
Because a lot of people was making a fortune in Babylon.
弟兄姊妹们，很多人就说：“哎呀，美国这个国家将来要灭亡。”
So a lot of people will say, "Oh, United States eventually will become like that."
这些话不是我现在才在这里讲。
No, I'm not saying it just now.
几年以前，所有读圣经，大部分人读圣经的人都把美国比作巴比伦。
Most people, when they study the prophecy, they say that the Babylon really means the United States.
但今天时代不一样了。
But today the time's different.
伊拉克就是巴比伦，而且这个莞尔小国有很大的口气啊。
And this small country, it was Babylon, and now he really talks big.
这一位萨达姆·胡森他说什么
？Now Hussein, what did he say?
他说要恢复尼布甲尼撒的荣耀。
He said he want to recover the glory of Nebuchadnezzar.
弟兄姊妹，你立刻想到但以理书所说的是什么
？So right away you remember in the book of Daniel.
他是高举自己，好像尼撒一样。
Because he is the one that exalt himself just like Nebuchadnezzar.
我不敢说胡森就是将来在历史里面预言的哪一个。
I dare not say that Hussein is a certain specific one in the prophecy.
但是我们对于时代的发展需要更加的警惕。
But we should have to pay more attention to what's coming.
伊拉克的将来如何，圣经里面预言如何，我们必须仔细清楚知道。
So we really have to find out from the Bible what is this whole matter will become.
有一位弟兄，一位侍奉组弟兄从香港写封信，叫我说为着神的旨意祷告，要神把这个胡森拿下来，把他杀掉。
And there's one brother wrote me from Hong Kong, he asked me to pray that this Hussein will be removed and killed.
我不晓得我们能不能这样祷告。
I don't know whether I can pray like that or not.
如果神把他留着，为了满足预言里的要求，我们每个人都要敬畏神。
You see, if the Lord want to keep him and to fulfill certain prophecy, we have to respect the Lord.
中东会不会打起来啊？
Now, whether the war will erupt in Middle East?
伊拉克会不会打起来啊？
Whether Iraq will have war?
我这三天在山上也没有新闻，也没报纸，有没有打起来我都不晓得。
I don't know what happened for these past 3 days. I was in the mountain.Anything happen?
我们不一定知道。
We don't know.
但是圣经里面的预言，若是我们不留心
，But if we don't pay attention to what the Bible says,
我们就错过更大的事情。
Then we probably miss even greater things.
并且圣经里所说的预言，将来要实现的事情，都是为我们今天进行谨慎，活在神的面前。
And in fact, all the things that are about to happen, which is recorded in the prophecy, is have something to do with the warning that was sent to us today.
我们是以时间在赛跑。
We are racing with time.
因为在末了的时候是收割的时候。
Because the end time is the time of harvest.
弟兄姊妹，我是在心里面惊奇于神对于我们的忍耐。
I really marveled at how the Lord can have this kind of patience with us.
有些时候我们满足于我们弟兄姊妹们一些这好像正常的聚集和活动，心里就非常满意。你看我们的教会很好。
A lot of times we're just so satisfied with our daily routine, with the weekly gathering, and so we feel, oh, the church is going fine and doing fine.
也许我要负一部分责任，没有鼓励弟兄姊妹们尽量传福音。
Maybe I should be responsible because I did not really urge you to spread the gospel.
我们以为说我们追求属灵生命，这是一个正常的路，这是不错，是正路。
We just think, oh, we just pursue after the spiritual life. Yes, it is the right way.
但是属灵生命的道路。要叫我们有力量有负担能够传扬福音。
But this road will lead us to so that we will have the burden and we will have the power to reach, preach the gospel.
主耶稣在对于门徒第一个教导上面，当他还没有打发他们出去做使徒的工作的时候。
The very, very first command that the Lord sent out before even to send them out as apostles.
马太福音第六章，在马太福音第十章，主耶稣差遣他们出去做工之前。
Remember in Matthew 10, which is in Matthew chapter 9, which is before 10 when Jesus sent them out.
主耶稣就对他们说，你们要求庄稼的庄稼的主打发工人去收取他的庄稼。
And Jesus said that you shall pray that the Lord of the harvest will send the reapers out.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要认识谁是庄稼的主。
We have to know who is the Lord of all these harvests.
我们不过都是奉差遣出去收庄稼的人。
But the ones that were sent out.To reap.
但是主却要我们向他不断的呼求，打发更多的工人出去。
But then the Lord wants us to even cry out to Him more, so that He will send out even more reapers.
庄稼不能够让它烂了、熟了、掉在地上。
We cannot let those harvests to fall on the ground and rot.
主要把它收集在仓里面。
Lord will gather them and put them in the storage.
在这个暑假里面，我有机会去参加海宣的特别聚会。
This summer, I have a chance to go to the Christian missionary overseas conference.
在那里，我遇见王继雄弟兄，你们知道。
And over there, I met this brother Wang.
我也请他来到这里跟我们讲道。
And he's the one that was here and preaching about.
很可惜那天他的时间不多，讲的很少。
Unfortunately, that day he didn't have enough time, so he only mentioned a little bit.
但是我跟他在聚会里面有很多时间交通。
But I had a very, very good time fellowshipping with him in the conference.
这个弟兄实在感动我的心。
He really touched me.
他也讲到他从前如何不服家里的带领，不愿意接受福音，是个浪子。
He mentioned that he was really a prodigal son because he doesn't want to be obedient at home and he just doesn't want to be obedient to the Lord.
并且因为他有很长一段时间离开家人，所以他心里非常不平衡。
And especially he experienced a very long separation from his families, so he's really not very, very balanced inside.
但是你看见他蒙主会选择改变，他的生命大有改变。
But then you will see when he was called to serve the Lord, his life is totally changed.
而且他也得到了一个负担，要在教会里不断生命的成长，有一天要出去传福音。
And he also has this burden that he wants to be really grow in the church so that one day he can be sent out.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？我一再的提醒，我们在教会里得到生命的培养，是为了要能够传扬福音，能够做神所要才我们做的事情。
So I think I think you know that I'm stressing this point that when you grow in the church, the purpose is so that you can go out and preach the gospel.
从教会的观点看，每一个人都应当各尽其职，才能满足基督身体的需要。
And from the viewpoint of church, that every single one of us should do our job so that so that God's will can be accomplished.
我们看见王弟兄，他并没有打算去泰国北部。
We see that Brother Wang, who really didn't plan to go to northern Thailand.
但是神把他打发到那里去。
But the Lord sent him.
在那个角落里面，他根本没有一个既定的方法教导他怎么样传福音。
At that corner of the world, he really didn't have any specific method to preach the gospel.
到这边他一看他们所种的植物，经济作物是什么。
And when he went there and he saw that the economical crop that those people are planting,
他们种的是鸦片。
Is the opium.
在这样一种环境里面，他们整个受经济的作物的影响，他们的心是什么？你可以了解得到。
So with this kind of a condition, you know what the people's hearts are.
他就从台湾的请了他所知道的朋友们去帮助他们去研究那里地图，除了种鸦片还能种什么
？So that he sent help from Taiwan, the agriculture experts to find out what other crops can they plant in that special location.
神给他智慧，不仅看见他需要有个信息，一个福音的信息到人的心中去。
So the Lord gave him wisdom. Not only he has to bring the message,
也要帮助他们能解决生活上的需要。
He also have to help them to solve their practical problems.
就这样，他得到了他们的心。
So from this, he really catches, really, really capture their heart.
神给他开路，有更多佤族的人在缅甸一带还没有到泰国去的。
So that the Lord opened up his even more his field that the Kala tribe that is in Burma.
我们这位弟兄不久就要去缅甸传福音。
So very soon he will have to go into the Burma.
那里的民风是相当强悍的。
And the people there is quite violent.
但是我们的弟兄和他的姊妹为了福音的缘故上了战场。
But our brother and our sister, because of for the sake of gospel, they really enter into the battlefield.
他上去征战的时候，不是带了刀枪兵器。
When he go into the battlefield, he did not bring the sword and other weapons.
虽然许多人警告他们说必须要有防身的武器。
Although some people do recommend that they should bring some weapons for them, really protecting them.
但是我们弟兄身上所带的是福音的全部军装。
But he, our brother, brought the full armor of gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，神在向我们说什么？
What did the Lord is speaking to us?
主在向我们挑战讲些什么？
Now what kind of challenges he's laid before us?
要叫我们认识时间的紧迫。
Because he wants us to know that the time is so near.
还有多少时候我们能传福音能做
出呢？ Now how much time do we still have to preach the gospel?
比起神所需要叫我们看见福音的广大工厂需要，差太远了。
You see that really compared with this great need was just not enough time.
我真是觉得有时候我们在一个房子里面安居安然的在聚会，太舒服了，以致忘记我们的负担是什么。
Sometimes we just forgot when we are sitting here so comfortably, we just totally forgot the need.
我也必须承认主把我带来这里开始工作12年到现在。
And I have to admit that the Lord led me here to start the church here 12 years ago.
我本来心里的意思不要待这么长久。
In my heart, I wasn't really planning to stay this long.
但是一件一件事情下来，我竟然留了12年。
And but one thing after another, I stay here for already 12 years.
主叫我看这件事情，到底你在这里教会的建立有多少层面？
And so the Lord wants me to see now how many directions are you really doing in establishing this church.
我并不以教会有会所为满足。
I'm not satisfied just because we have our own meeting place.
我并不以我们教会经济上能够自立为满足。
I'm not satisfied because financially we're doing all right.
因为我们所看见教会的目标是什么？是属灵的。
Because the purpose, this goal of church,we see is a spiritual one.
在人的建立上面才是神所要衡量的标准。
So establish Christians is our goal.
事实上在生命堂十二年这个信义会生命堂十二年的这个特别聚会里面。
Last week in the 12th anniversary, celebration of, Lutheran Church of,
Life. 12th anniversary.
Okay, Life Chapel.In that celebration,
我对他们提出挑战。我说：“你们不管多美好的建筑物，将来有一天被提的时候，绝对不是建筑物被提，而是神的儿女被提。”
I challenge them that no matter how beautiful your building is, the day when the rapture comes is not the building, but the man, but the people.
我们今天投资在人的身上，叫他的生命建立有多少？
Now how much do we invest in people?
我们把钱都放在房子上面。
We invest all our money on our property.
有时候我们想想是不是愚昧？
Sometimes we think it's kind of foolish.
我们宁愿把更多的钱用在福音上面。
Rather we should use more money on gospel.
因为神所要的不是物质，乃是生命。
Because the Lord does not want any material things but life.
我也对自己需要提出挑战。
And I should also lay this challenge before myself.
我也需要对弟兄姊妹们提出挑战。
And I should also lay this challenge before you.
到底我们的目的是什么？
Now what is really our purpose?
我们心里面还有没有一点的热心，为了福音愿意接受主的带领？
Now do we still have that little bit zeal in us that because of gospel we're willing to let the Lord lead us?
那生命建立有多少？
Now how much life was really established in us.
神所赐给教会的恩赐，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Now the gift that the Lord gave the church are the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers.
但是因为我们是一个静态的教会。
But because we are a stationary church.
我们只看见牧师和教师的恩赐。
We can only see the gift of a pastor and teachers.
我们看不见使徒的工作，看不见先知的工作，看不见传福音者的工作。
We cannot see the work of the evangelists, the prophets, and the apostles.
就是我们所看见牧师和教师的恩赐，我们也没有让神的儿女得到完全的帮助。
Even when we only see these two gifts of the pastor and the teachers, we still didn't let all the brothers and sisters get fully helped.
我们需要提醒弟兄姊妹们。教会的目的是建立圣徒。
We have to remind everybody that the purpose of church is so that all saints will be established.
教会的目的是让每一个圣徒长成基督丰满的身量。
Now the purpose is so that every believer will attain the full stature of Christ.
当你的生命成长的时候，神要把圣灵的恩赐给你。
When your life starting to grow, then the Lord will give you gifts.
叫你能够在教会里面尽你的功用，在基督的身体里面有你的用途。
So that you can really do your job in the church in the body of Christ to become an effective part.
但是很多时候教会只是少数几个弟兄姊妹们，他们有心追求，在那里侍奉，在那里成长，以致我们看见许多基督的肢体的部分还是停顿的。
So that, but it's a very sad thing to see that in every church there's only very, very few people that really wanted to pursue after the Lord to grow. So that most of, so overall we see that the whole church was stagnant.
到现在还是需要我们不断的有各种追踪的方法，叫人来聚会，叫人来继续追求。
So that we still have to use all kinds of ways to attract people, trying to pursue people to grow.
弟兄姊妹们，我不是不愿意，我是心里着急。
It's not that I'm not willing. I just feel very, very anxious.
因为我们的时候有多少我们不知道。
Because we really don't know how much time we have.
这已经是在末了的时代。
But this is already end time.
到最后神用天使来传福音，那时候我们的工作就再没有份了。
Now eventually when the Lord has to use angels to preach the gospel, there won't be any time for us to work.
但是今天神还把福音的责任放在你我的身上。
But this good thing is today the Lord still put this responsibility in you and me.
要证明我们是不是忠心。
So that we can prove whether we are faithful, we are loyal or not.
证明我们是不是专心。
To prove that whether we are really paying attention.
弟兄姊妹，我巴不得神的儿女更多得到属灵的恩赐。
I just pray that all the more Christians will receive even more gifts from the Lord.
但是我却知道所有恩赐都是从侍奉里面得到的。
But one thing I do know is all the gifts will be you can obtain through serving Him.
你不侍奉就不会有恩赐。
If you don't serve him, you will not have gifts.
你就是再没有口才，当你愿意侍奉的时候，主说若有愿做的心，神就要加给你。
Even if you think that you are just not eloquent at all, but as long as you have the heart to serve him, the Lord will give you that eloquence.
弟兄姊妹，一方面我们讲属灵生命的成长，让他能够侍奉。
So at one hand, we're talking about that you should have this spiritual maturity so that you can serve.
我们也讲属灵生命的成长，叫恩赐从我们里面借着圣灵发展出来。
And also, we're talking about the spiritual growth, so that the gift of the Holy Spirit will eventually develop.
但是，让圣灵让生命的恩赐成长，必须要有实验的机会。
But this gift the growth of this gift have to have a chance to put into practice.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要小看今天我们已经得着的。
Please don't look down upon what we already have.
我们从主的话语里面得到一些生命的造就，是一个非常好的基础。
So you see, the foundation is wonderful when we receive from the word of God.
我相信弟兄姊妹们接受的信息的能力的确是高过常人。
I believe you really have an exceptional ability to receive lessons from the word.
所以我实在求主把各位里面的恩赐都挑旺起来。
So I really ask the Lord to really stir up that gift in you.
有时候想，我在想，为什么我们弟兄姊妹们好像在侍奉上面缺少了热心？
Sometimes I think, how come our brothers and sisters are not so zealous in serving him?
我在想，想很多的原因。
So I keep on thinking to find out what's the reason.
最后我想到一个情形。
And then I realized one thing.
假如所有其他教会今天都不存在。
If all the other churches does not exist today,
神还能用得着我们吗？
Can the Lord use us?
我家里后院有一个小小的草地。
There's a very, very small piece of grass in our backyard.
我的孩子喜欢养这个 hamster, 鼹鼠。
And my kids like to have some hamsters.
有一天在他洗这个笼子的时候，有一些剩下的草籽掉在地上面。
And when my daughter was cleaning the cage, some leftover feet just fall out.
过了一两个礼拜，长出苗来。
And just a few weeks later, starting to sprout.
过了几个礼拜，它开出花来。
A few weeks, it's starting to flower.
过了几个礼拜，结出果实来。
And then eventually, have fruit come bear fruit.
我告诉你，刚开始那果实非常瘦弱，因为没有人照顾它。
To begin, in the beginning, the fruit is very, very small and weak because we didn't pay any attention to it.
那个种子也不晓得干了多久，也不是什么好种。
And we have no idea how long those seeds in the hamster feed are, how long it has been sitting there.
我们没有理它。
We didn't pay any attention at all.
第一代的草长起来了。
And the first generation grass grow.
我就叫它草，因为看起来实在像
草。So we just call it grass because it really looks like grass.
但是那一代过去了以后，它又掉在地里面，又长出来。
And after that generation, there's some seeds dropped, and the second generation come out.
我们没有理它。
We didn't pay attention.
第三代、第四代又出来。
And the third and fourth generation come out.
但有一天不得了，那个高粱长得那么高。
And then I realized the I don't know what grain was that. It was getting really tall.
再过不了多久的时候，如果我们不去收成的话
then later on, if we don't really harvest,
我相信他要把整个后院都占领。
It'll probably eventually we'll just take over the whole backyard.
我们家的后面要成杂粮田。
Then we'll become a field of all those different cereal.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在主的面前可能不是太好的种子。
Maybe we're not very good seeds in the land.
因为我们里面仍然有许许多多不能洁净、不能叫做满足的地方。
Because we still have a lot of unclean parts in us.
但是就着福音使命来说。
But if we look at the way of from viewpoint of a gospel.
我们如果从使命感来说。
From the commission.
我要问，假如今天再没有其他人能传福音，神能不能用得到我们？
Now, if there's no other people that God can use to preach the gospel, can the Lord use us?
我相信答案是肯定的。
I believe the answer is positive.
因为无论如何，我们是重生得救的人，神的生命在我们里面。
Because after all, we are the born again Christian. That this life is in us.
但是好像我们觉得太舒适了。
So maybe we feel it's too comfortable.
福音的责任由别人在尽。
Because other people can fulfill that duty.
我们只管追求今世的需要。
All we need is just to pursue the life of this world.
我们最多在良心里面保持在神面前的洁净。
Maybe we should just keep our conscience clean before the Lord.
福音让别人去传吧。
Other people can preach the gospel.
他们比我们更有恩赐。
Oh, they are even more gifted.
他们比我们更有热心。
And they have more zeal.
他们比我们更有能力。
And they are more able.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对于福音的负担和热心不能这样。
No, we cannot be like this.
因为主说，多给谁要向谁多取，多托给谁要向谁多要。
Because the Lord said he will ask for more for those he receive more.
我们今天在主的面前不能忘记福音的负担。
So we cannot forget the burden of spreading the
gospel. 主说要求庄稼的主打发工人去收他的庄稼。
The Lord said that you shall ask the Lord of Harvest to send out laborer.
他是对门徒们讲的。
He's talking to the disciples.
门徒们已经蒙主拣选作为他的工人。
Those disciples already was chosen to be his worker.
为什么主还要对他们说
？How come the Lord still tell them that?
弟兄姊妹们，一个只有在工作上的人能够看见工作的需要有多广大。
Only those who are already on the job knows how great need, how great the need is in that field.
我告诉你，如果门徒们没有蒙召侍奉主，主不会对他们讲这个话。
If those disciples was not called, then the Lord would never say something like that to them.
这个十二个门徒就像当初一个草籽一样，在那个荒芜的田里面一直长出来，一直长出来，一个世代，两个世代，三个世代，一直到今天我们的时光。
Those 12 disciples just like those tiny seeds in the wilderness, just one generation after another, and it just keep on going.
就对每一个种子来讲，就对每一个教会来讲，就对每一个工人来讲，就对每一个信徒来讲，都是一样的原则。
So that same principle will apply to every single seed, every single Christian, every single workers.
我们是神的种子。
We are God's seed.
在我们身上所要结出来的籽粒，几个世代下来，不是我们所预估的。
You know, the fruit that's going to bear after, because of us, we cannot really estimate.
但是如果你一个都没有结，你就没有价值。
But if you did not even bear one fruit, then you don't have, and then you don't have any value.
中国人说无效有善，不效有善，无后为大。
We Chinese say that, that you have to have a son.
福音更是这样。
And even more so.
如果你不肯把福音传出去，你在神面前功用价值太有限了。
So if you did not send this gospel out, then your use in God's eyes is so limited.
主对门徒说：“你们要求庄稼的主打发工人。”出去受他的庄稼。
So that you shall pray that the Lord will send out the laborer to gather the harvest.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话我们听见了，心里作何感想呢
？Now, so what do you feel when we hear this?
我巴不得我们每一个人都能像王弟兄这样到台北去看一看。
I really wish that every one of us can really go down to the northern Thailand to take a look.
那天我在王孟恩弟兄家里看见他的朋友 Shackelford。他从菲律宾回来，一样的情形。
And for the same way, the other day when I was in Mark's house, and I met this missionary family Shackelfield, they came back from Philippines, and they bear the same witness.
有些弟兄们记得他们，他也是一个工程师。
And I believe some of you remember him. He is also an engineer.
但是有一天，他接受主的呼召，成为主的工人，去收庄稼去。
Now one day he received the call from the Lord, and he became God's worker, and went go down to the field and do God's work.
那里有广大的需要。
Because there's a great need there.
暑假里面，我遇见我去看望李宇明牧师。
This summer, I also have a chance to visit Pastor Eddie Lee.
他见面第一句话就对我说 ，Peter， 我们在这里做什么
？The very first thing he said to me is, Peter, what are we doing here?
你们知道他是一个在各处走动，去非洲、去南非、去远东，各地传福音的人。
You know he is an evangelist traveling all over the places, South Africa, Far East.
但是因为最近他的岳父过世，他的那李师母要处理家里的财产。
But recently, because his father-in-law has passed away, so his wife has to really take care of some family business.
她是家里面最大老是大姐。
Because she is the eldest in the family.
所以她必须留在美国。
So she has to stay there.
她说：“弟兄，我们在美国做什么
？”So he told me, "Brother, what are we doing here?"
她说：“我刚刚接到一个弟兄从。”去到中国大陆，他拍了一些录影带回来。
He said, "I just received a videotape that was taken in mainland China from a brother."
他说：“可惜我不能把这录影带带到各处去放，只能给少数人看。
”He said, "It's a pity I dare not to show this videotape to everybody to everywhere. I can only show to few."
因为他照的脸太清楚了。
Because it was showing the face too clear.
照的地方太清楚了。
And the places were so easy to recognize.
弟兄姊妹们，庄稼已经熟了。
You see, brother and sister, the harvest is ready.
我们许多弟兄姊妹们，主正在打发他们，现在就在中国大陆传福音。
Because there's some brother, the Lord already is sending them out right now, they're preaching the gospel in mainland China.
但是我稀奇，在这个地方，我们福音竟然传不出去。
But I was just marveled at how come in this location we cannot really send out the gospel.
什么道理
？Now why？
李牧师问我说：“弟兄，我他妈在这里做什么？”
And so the Pastor Lee asked me, "What are we doing here?"
他说：“我心里面真是着急。”各地有需要，但是我不能去。
He said, "I'm so troublesome because there's so many needs around everywhere, but I cannot go."
我把这些话提醒弟兄姊妹们。
I just want to remind you of this.
我愿意弟兄姊妹们知道，教会不是建立在工人的根基，不是把工人埋在这里就算数的。
So I just want you to know that the church does not just to bury a certain worker here.
教会的目的是要叫他能打发工人出去。
And the purpose is so that this church will send out workers.
所以当主说你要求庄稼的主打发工人的时候，对这教会有大的要求。
So that when there's a great demand of a church to send out workers.
我自己的心态是一个 missionary.
I have an attitude of a missionary.
我来到这里的时候，我的目的是做 missionary.
When I come here first, when I first came here, my mindset is to do missionary work.
我也希望有一天教会再把我打发出去。
And I wish that one day this church will send me out.
但弟兄姊妹们，我说来心里难过，我们教会对于mission 的工作没有支持的感觉。
But somehow I feel very, very bad because somehow this church just doesn't have the heart to support the missionaries.
因为我们只看见自己的需要。
Because we only see our own needs.
我们只看见我们需要喂养。
We only see that we need to be fed.
我相信神要在这里兴起工人来。
And I believe the Lord will raise up workers here.
主从哪里打发工人？
Now where did the Lord send out workers?
当主对门徒们说求庄稼的主打发工人的时候，
When the Lord said that to ask the disciples to pray that God shall send out workers,
工人从哪里出来？
Now where is all this worker coming from?
张永赞弟兄从我们这里出去，他是神所打发的工人。
And we know our brother Glenn Zhang, who was sent out from this church, he is the one that called by the Lord.
很久没有再有工人出现。
And ever since that, not.There's nobody.
我请求弟兄姊妹们为着你的呼召祷告。
So I really asked you to pray for the calling.
主有没有呼召你作为传福音的人？
Did the Lord call you to be an evangelist?
主有没有叫你出来为了教会的侍奉？
Did the Lord call you to come out to serve the church?
还是你要等到什么时候？
Or are you still waiting until when?
当主做打发工人的时候，工人从哪里出来？
Now, so where does all the worker coming from?
难道在我们中间没有人蒙主的呼召吗？
Is it really that there's nobody in among our midst that was never been called by the Lord?
教会不能永远建立在工人身上。
The church can never forever build on local workers.
工人的工作叫圣徒们各尽其职的时候就已经达到完成。
Because when the people are established here, his work is already done.
神的儿女在生命上成长，在恩赐上成长，能够背负教会的责任。
When the church, when our brothers and sisters really grow in the Lord, that they can really shoulder the burden of the church.
这是一个相对的情形。
Now this is a relative situation.
我再三的说过，几次说过，传福音的责任已经在神的儿女身上，不再在工人的身上。
So once and again, I want to say that preaching the gospel, this is really everybody's work, not only on the ministers.
我们真正要满足神的心意。
We really have to fulfill God's heart.
完成神对我们的托付。
And to do God's command.
要做神的光，做他的盐。
To be the salt and to be the light of this world.
必须每个人对于福音有警觉。
Now every single one of us should be very, very aware of the gospel needs.
我在座弟兄姊妹们，不是说是满足教会的需要，我们这里要人做满什么这些条件。
Yeah, so we're not only saying something about we have to fulfill the need of the church. We shall fill the house.
我乃是说对于福音的大使命。
But rather, when I'm talking about the Great Commission.
主说福音要传遍地极。
Because God said that the gospel shall preach to all the earth.
神愿意万人得救。
Because the Lord wants all people to be saved.
福音的责任在我们每个人身上。
So the responsibility is in every single one of us.
弟兄姊妹，但是我心里觉得真难为。
But I also feel very hard.
我们传福音的对象太窄太窄。
Because our object of us preaching gospel seems to be so narrow.
我就去遇见一些弟兄姊妹，告诉我说：“哎呀，他是美国人，我不会传福音。”
Some people say to me, "Oh, he's an American. I don't know how to preach gospel to him."
你已经做了美国人，你还不知道吗？
I say, "You are really American. You don't know."
当初西教是到中国来，怎么传福音？他们的中文比我们现在英文差多了。
How does all those missionaries who came to China earlier? Now their Chinese is much, much worse than our English.
不是我们能不能传福音，是我们的心开不开，我们心中有没有神的爱。
It's not whether we can do it or not. It's whether our heart is open or do we really have the love of the Lord.
你说那么多人来了，不是中国人，我们怎么照顾？神自有办法，不要担心。
He said, "Now, if all those people who are not Chinese come here, how are we going to take care of it? Now, don't worry, because the Lord will take care of it."
如果神要给他们讲日文的教会，一定有日文教会出现。
Now, if the Lord wants them to have a Japanese congregation, they will be a Japanese congregation.
如果神要给他们一个英文聚会，一定有英文的聚会。
If the Lord wants to give them an English meeting, there will be an English meeting.
我们的责任是传扬福音。
Our responsibility is to preach the gospel so that people will be saved.
把他带到神。
To lead him into the house of the Lord.
我心里常常感叹，如果当初我不是做个中文的教会。
Sometimes I think when I think back, I said if I start with not a Chinese church, so.
江苏大弟兄在十几年前遇见我的时候，就对我说：“周弟兄，你要开始英文的工作。”
Over ten years ago, when Brother Stephen Kong, when we met him, he just gave me this command. He said, "Brother Chow, you should start English work."
我很后悔没有听他的劝告。
I really regret at that time I did not listen to him.
但是当时我没有做那个理由，我现在看来不存在。
The reason I gave him at that time, right now that I think back, is really really trivial.
现在假如要再做英文聚会，我却需要每一位弟兄姊妹的合作。
But this time, if we want to start English work, then I need the help from every single one of you.
其实不是光是英文的聚会。
It's not just English work.
而是看见我们工作的范围被自己的限制。
But rather, is we really see that we are limiting the area of our work.
我们的心有多大？
How big is our heart?
福音对我们的改变力量有多少？
Now, how much did this gospel change us?
决定我们服侍的对象有多少？
It really it depends on how much we can really work for the Lord. So it depends on how big we are.
主说：“你们要求庄稼的主，打发工人去收他的庄稼。”
We shall pray that the Lord will send out his worker.
弟兄姊妹们，在这几三个月暑假的过程中间，
In this past
我愿意再提醒弟兄姊妹们。
I want to remind you one more time.
各地的需要太大。
It was saying there's great need everywhere.
福音的需要太大。
There's a great need for gospel everywhere.
我们没有理由不传扬福音。
There's no reason for us not to preach the gospel.
我们没有理由推迟。
Where there's no reason to just postpone it.
我们没有理由气馁。
And we'd have no reason to feel discouraged.
主说叫我们去收取庄稼。
Because the Lord sent us to reap.
因为神的灵要行在我们的前头。
Because God's Spirit will walk before us.
主叫我们求庄稼的主。
And the Lord wants us to pray so that the Lord will send out.
主，我们就这样照着主的话求。
So that we just ask according to His command.
也许在我们中间会出来神的工人。
Maybe among us there will be workers coming out.
也许在教会里面有更多的人能够满足长老知识的条件。
Maybe there's even more people in this church will raise up and will fulfill the qualification to be elders, to be deacons.
我真是希望教会有这样一负担。
I really wish that the Lord that this church will have this burden.
主若来得迟，
If the Lord should tarry,
我们成为出工人的地方。
This church will become a place to send out workers.
我们成为打发工人出去的地方。
Will be a place to send out missionaries.
我们的祝福不是看见我们的人数众多。
Our blessing is not to see that we have a lot of people.
不是看见我们的财力丰富。
Or to see we're really financially strong.
而是我们能够不断地把人送出去。
But rather we can really continuously send out people.
为了这个缘故，我们要造就人才。
For this purpose, we have to.Establish our brothers and sisters.
我也为着这个缘故，请求弟兄姊妹们把我们的眼睛再放在主的身上。
And for this same reason, I will ask you to set your eyes upon our Lord.
为着福音的缘故。
Because of gospel.
为着主的国度。
For His kingdom.
为着耶稣基督再来。
For His coming again.
把我们自己献上归给神。
To give ourselves up to the Lord.
主若是要呼召我们。
If the Lord should call us.
我们要去。
We have to go.
下个月我们请滕进辉牧师来这边讲。属灵生命与侍奉。
Next month, we ask the Reverend Philip Tang to come here to preach on the spiritual life and service.
这是我一年以前，一年多以前，去年十二月跟他定下的条，不到一年，去年十二月跟他定的题目跟时间。
Now this is the one that we set up last winter.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹们利用这样机会。
We really wish that you will use this opportunity.
求主叫我们里面的心在眺望。
So that we will ask the Lord to really stir up and kindle that fire inside.
我们也把这个负担带到各教会去，不是各教会各自为政。
We also send this to all the other churches. We're not just everybody mind their own business.
我们盼望各教会也同样得到负担。 传扬福音。
We also want all churches have this burden to preach the gospel.
如果主对中国教会还有盼望，
If the Lord still have some hope for our Chinese church,
就必须看见我们把隔断的墙除去。
Then we shall see that this dividing wall will be removed.
我已经说过，主在我里面做了一些事情。
You see, I already told you that the Lord did something in my heart.
没有一位弟兄姊妹不是我所爱的。
Because every single one of you I love.
我向你们宣告，我没有任何人是我的仇人。
I'm trying to say that nobody is my enemy.
神要我们同心在主的面前同被建立。
The Lord wants us to be establishing Him together.
当你看见广大合场的时候，你忘记自己。
When you see that great field, you just totally can forget about yourself.
你看见神的需要的时候，你忘记自己教会。
When you see God's need, then you can just forget about our own petty needs.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们打破各种藩篱，尽量邀请人来。得着神的仆人所传讲的信息。
I wish that you will just break up all bondages, that you go out and invite people to receive this special gifts.
好叫各地的教会都有复兴。
So that all churches everywhere will have the revival.
叫福音在这个最后末了的时代加速的传扬。
So that the gospel will spread out even faster in these last days.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，求你照着你的话语的吩咐。
Lord, we pray that according to your own word.
当初你怎样对使徒们教导？
In the old time, the teaching you gave to all the apostles.
今天也让我们接受这个祷告。
Today, we shall also receive the same thing.
我们来祷告你，求你这位庄稼的主。
And we ask this, the Lord of harvest.
打发他的工人去收取他的庄稼。
To send out laborers.
主，我们都在你的面前。
Lord, we are all before you.
我们把自己奉献给你。
We give ourselves to you.
因为福音乃是神的大能。
Because gospel is the mighty power of God.
已经拯救了我们这些相信的人。
Already saved us.
并且要改变我们的生命。
And will change us.
并且透过历史的眼光看见救恩的价值。
And also through the historical view, we see this great value of salvation.
好叫我们诚心顺服地为了耶稣基督而活。
So that we really want to be obedient and we live for the Lord.
在我们一生中间最大的事就是侍奉你。
The greatest thing in all my life is serving Him.
因为我们已经定了主意，不知道别的。
Because we have set up our mind not to know nothing, not to anything else.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
主啊，抓住我们的心。
Lord, get hold of our hearts.
在这末了的时代
In these last days,
把我们分别出来为了福音的缘故
Separate us for the sake of the gospel.
也求你在我们中间得着工人
We prayed also that you shall receive laborers among us.
来接受你的差遣
To send out, to receive your command.
为你收取庄稼
To go out and reap.
我这样祷告
I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name Praise Lord
在我们说阿们的时候我要
When we are saying amen to this
我要真的问
I really want to ask you indeed
你真的这样祷告吗
Do you pray like this indeed
你若真心的祷告请你举手
If you really pray like this from your heart Please raise your hand
但愿主在这些真心祷告的人身上有权柄有地位有路可走
I pray that the Lord will have His way in those who truly pray like this from His own heart.
谢谢主。
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.